You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. As listeners are suggesting, time to stock up on Topo Chico and avocados depends on how seriously you take the president's idea to impose a 20% tariff on all Mexican imports to the U.S. Right now, it's just a proposal, one designed to strike fear in the heart of Mexico City as leverage to get our southern neighbor to pay for that other promise, what candidate Trump once described as a big, beautiful wall extending across the southern border. Let's see, 20% of annual imports, that's $300 billion or so, comes to $60 billion. Yeah, that'd pay for the wall. But it would come at an extraordinary price to U.S. consumers, to Mexico itself, and to the Texas economy as well. Tom Fullerton is a professor of economics and the chair of the study of trade in the Americas at the University of Texas, El Paso. Professor, welcome to Standard.
Thank you, David. How are you?
I am fine. This is a two-way street, obviously. Mexico might respond to anything the U.S. decides to do. What's your sense of what a Mexican response might look like here?
Well, if the 20% border tax is enacted, Mexico will respond, and it will be similar to the way that they have responded at other points in the NAFTA era when there have been disputes. What they generally do is they carefully select products that are produced in key congressional districts, and then they raise the tariff sharply on those products. And the business people in those districts then complain to their representatives in Congress. So right now, Ildefonso Guajardo, who was a classmate of mine back at the University of Pennsylvania, what he's doing is he's probably meeting with his people and going through different congressional districts and different Senate regions, you know, around the country, and selecting what they think would be prime targets in terms of trying to get such a policy reversed if, in fact, that 20% border tax gets enacted.
Well, for the everyday Mexican, what's at stake here? I mean, how is this kind of move going to impact the day-to-day lives of regular folks there if this does, in fact, turn into a more general trade war?
First of all, the president can enact this tariff on his own. All he has to do is declare an economic emergency inflicted on the United States by Mexico, and then he can enact it. And in fact, if he does enact it and bypasses Congress, it'll have a pretty chilling effect on economic activity on both sides of the border. And in Mexico specifically, it would disrupt things enough that the Mexican economy would probably go into a recession fairly quickly. It would raise unemployment fairly rapidly, and it would lead to, industrial park vacancy rates being much higher, and an industrial park rents per square foot declining fairly rapidly.
Well, that's an interesting scenario because, as we know, a lot of folks coming from Mexico to the United States are looking for economic opportunity. Seems like you might sort of ramp things up on that score.
Yes, you know, in terms of immigration policy, this would be the wrong step to take by an administration who wants to reduce undocumented immigration from all over the world, but especially in the case of Mexico, because if a lot of Mexicans are thrown out of work, historically, you know, for, you know, dating all the way back to the Great Depression, in fact, before that to the Mexican Revolution, large percentage of them, their first, reaction is to migrate north of the border and seek gainful employment here in the United States. So this policy, doesn't make sense, and it's at odds with President Trump's stated migration policies.
But whenever there's a policy change, especially something of this order, this magnitude, there are going to be winners, surely, and I'm thinking from the U.S. perspective, no?
That is not clear in this case because, most of the trade between the United States and Mexico is in the form of intra-industry trade. They're trading intermediate goods, components, and processing things multiple times. And a lot of goods go back and forth across the border several times before the final product is finally manufactured. And, you know, for every dollar that's imported from Mexico into the United States as a final good, about 60 cents is Mexican value added, about 40 cents is U.S. value added. And so those supply chains are so interlinked that a border tax like this is going to disrupt economic activity on this side of the border as well, it's going to hit Texas really hard. And we will see, just like we'll see industrial park vacancy rates skyrocket in Mexico, the same thing will happen in multiple parts of Texas. Texas will be on the front line of the economic fallout of this policy if it gets implemented. A lot of people are saying that now the Trump administration is walking this back, and hopefully that is the case.
Tom Fullerton is professor of economics and the chair of the study of trade in the Americas at the University of Texas, El Paso. Professor Fullerton, thanks for speaking with the Standard.
David, have a good day.